Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Jeff Casey, the managing director of the Toll Theater in downtown Hammond on Holman Avenue. Welcome back, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. So you have your first show of the season opening soon?
We are. Sweet 16 we turn this year. So the 16th season launches with a little political musical chamber piece called Swing State.
Swing State, why is it a chamber piece?
Because of the style that it's written in and the size and the orchestration. It's written for cello, guitar, and piano.
Oh.
So it has a very intimate chamber feel. It's only a two-person cast.
I see.
So yeah, just an overall intimate, very specific look at two very different people in this political environment.
Are they married?
They are not. She is a devout Christian conservative kindergarten teacher, and he is a gay new age chiropractor.
Hmm.
So they're on opposite sides of the spectrum in every regard.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is about them overcoming their differences and reaching commonality.
That's
really so. It's
how do they even happen to meet?
So she goes to him for chiropractic work.
Oh,
and they so the dialogue and the songs are about. It's interwoven very interestingly. So there are moments where they're in the same room together, but they're both singing about their perception of the other person. So it's like they're in their own head.
Uh-huh.
So the audience is getting to know what they're both thinking without them saying it to one another.
Uh-huh.
So and at first there's some resistance on both parts because of their differences. But again, by the end of the show, they're swinging. Kevin built swings on the set, so they're swinging together like kids, and they've overcome the differences, which I hope more people can do in this political environment.
That is very interesting. So it's a chamber piece in that regard, in that it's small, and intimate. And what is its history? Did it where has it been performed?
Yeah, so we're only the second company in the world to produce the show.
Wow.
So I think the writers wrote it as a political commentary piece, and I'm not sure. Obviously, every writer wants their piece to have legs, but I think they were afraid that maybe because of the political nature that it wouldn't really take off and go. So they were delighted when Kevin found it and reached out to produce the piece. So yeah, we're only the second theater company to be doing it. We're the Midwest premiere, which is always exciting for us. And they've been great to work with. They've redone some arrangements for us. They've tried to make some custom adjustments for our production, which has been nice.
And who's in the cast?
Two brand new newcomers to the Toll stage. Ellie Campbell is portraying Bonnie, and Mark LeBeau is portraying Neil.
And what are their backgrounds?
They are both trained in musical theater. In the Chicago area, Mark hasn't been on stage in about 5 years. He took a hiatus. And Ellie's just done some like cabaret and small storefront theater work. So nothing really big. I think Ellie's probably on the verge. She's a relatively young performer, which was one of the elements that we liked for her for this role of Bonnie, who has to have a level of maturity but also a little bit of naivete to the world because it's set in a rural Appalachian town in Ohio, the piece is. So she brought some of those nice elements in.
How did this gay chiropractor get to rural Appalachian,
so
Ohio?
He's originally from there.
He moved
to New York and studied and just found that he wasn't – happy in the New York setting and thought that maybe returning to his roots would ground him and recenter him, and it's backfiring just a little bit.
Is this somewhat autobiographical on the part of one of the writers?
That's a great question. I don't know. But
it's also specific.
It is very specific. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little bit of autobiographical history there.
Yeah. So when does the show run?
We open on February 22nd, which is a Friday, and we run for three consecutive weekends, closing on Sunday, March 10th.
Mm-hmm. And you do – are you still doing the educator night on
– We are. Every Friday night is educator appreciation, two-for-one tickets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And how many does the Toll Theater seat?
120.
So that's – and so you have an intimate house.
Very intimate. Yeah.
Yeah.
And our subscribers – some of our subscribers love the back row. So there literally is not a bad seat in the house.
Oh, yeah. I think I always sit in the back row.
Yeah, it's very comfy.
Almost always.
Then
the last time I did.
Then you can sleep without us knowing.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. You can't sleep in the first row. You will be noticed by the actors. Well, Jeff, thank you for coming to tell us about the show Swing State. That sounds like a really cool new type of musical.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We're really excited.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.